This is a very blessed month. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the month of his birth. And every human being, every person, in his own way, in his own style, is presenting good efforts and practice and actions. But the real, genuine objective of this month, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love, to attain his love, to attain his qurb, his nearness, and that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah, to implement his sunnah, to totally obey the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the real amal, the proper action in this month. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's every single sunnah we should revive. This is such a tariqah, such a method. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah, by practicing it to attain his qurb, the rahmatul lil alameen, that this tariqah, this method, Allah ta'ala Rabbul Alameen himself has told us how to attain the nearness to rahmatul lil alameen. That we don't just get the nearness to Rasulullah, but Allah on top of that is pleased with us if we follow the sunnah, even from the so-called smallest sunnahs to the largest sunnah, none should be discarded or left. First thing is that Allah ta'ala has put goodness upon goodness in all of the sunnah actions in this world and the hereafter. We will attain massive reward and benefit. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's one sunnah, for example, in the hadith in Tirmidhi, that if we do amal on this sunnah, if we practice this sunnah, then we'll see that the insan, he can be saved from big fights and quarrels, family problems, problems outside, disputes amongst people. If a person does amal on this sunnah, then alhamdulillah, you will see the barakat, the blessings of the sunnah. And if we go to the company of the awliya, and you will see this being demonstrated, if you sit in the company of a wali, a sheikh, you go take their sohbat, you will see this sunnah being implemented there as well. This sunnah is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that do not do unnecessary debate amongst each other. Subhanallah, small statement, that amongst each other don't debate unnecessarily, don't argue unnecessarily. We'll see that from a small discussion, the argument begins. No, this happened, no, that happened. They're friends, they're close to each other, they're sitting down, and it continues, and becomes such a big quarrel that they start holding their necks, and they start become enemies, and fighting, and fitna spreads. Because shaitan, he likes to promote this activity. He likes to set the fire in both parties. He puts one doubt in one party, the other one says, no, this is the way. One says, I am right. The other one says, no, I'm right. He says, no, my dalil is correct. He says, no, my dalil is correct. But in reality, both dalils are wrong at that time, and shaitan is doing his work. So brothers, when you see such a situation where a debate is about to start, an argument, a quarrel, a dispute, so if for the sake of Allah's love and Rasulullah's love, you want to attain it, then do amal on this one sunnah. Become quiet, silent. Become silent at that time. Subhanallah. Observe silence. Think that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us to refrain from this, and you have to control your nafs at that time. You have to crush your desires at that time. Soon as you think that, oh, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the nafs will come into control. Straight away you will control the other, leave this. And the effect straight away you'll see. As soon as you observe silence, then the other person will become happy. You think, oh, I've won and I've defeated him. But rather, he has become defeated. He has been defeated in reality. So this is one sunnah. If we do amal on this, then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, then there'll be a lot of benefit we will feel in our lives. Because sometimes we're sat at home, and we sat there free drinking tea, and someone starts saying something, there's a quarrel. No, he's right. No, give him a vote. No, vote for him. And just unnecessarily some discussion starts general, random, and it reaches to a horrible conclusion. And then it's surprising to see that a dirty result comes out, and we think that, ooh, it was nothing when we started talking about it. It's a minor, just a simple discussion, and we shouldn't become that heated. But the reason is what? Because this is a punishment because we discarded the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the conclusion comes out negative. The argument starts. The quarrel starts. So inshallah, be careful on this. Observe this, and then inshallah see the enjoyment of the sunnah. Allah will be happy. Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be happy as well. Ameen.